great our spotlight of the week. Never wonder if you go out to our website, www.aavradio.org, and go to the artist spotlight of the week. Yeah, it's that little tab up there, that little page you just click on. You will look, click on that, look at this beautiful looking guys and gals, gal, I should say, one, and to read their bio, let them know you heard them right here on American Veterans Radio. Better yet, why don't you join me, everybody around the world, to welcome technology at its finest. Join us from Los Angeles, California. Vincent and Drace Ramos, and we've got Jay Weiss and Fabian Grizzle. I hope I pronounced that right. Oh, collectively, they are Never Wonder. Welcome, welcome, guys.
Hello. What's happening?
Hi.
I'm telling you, you guys, I'm just going to let everybody know behind the scenes. Yeah, we're just trying to work it. This is like, we're calling them, and they're calling other people. We're just trying to bring it all together through through technology. But it's all good. Welcome back. This is like the third time Never Wonder's been spotlighted right here on American Veterans Radio.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. First of all, let's have everybody kind of introduce themselves, because everybody, you know, naturally they can't see you, so they have to listen. So, Vincent, you give it up and you introduce everybody.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go around the horn here because it's much more fun that way. My name is Vincent Ramos, the bass player of Never Wonder, and I'll kick it over to Jay.
Yeah, my name is Jay Wise. I'm the lead guitarist of Never Wonder.
Next.
I'm gonna let it rip, guys. I'm gonna let it rip. Dre, drums.
Normal.
Yeah. He's Andres Ramos, drums.
There you go. Fabian Grizel, vocals.
Guys, first of all, like I said, this is just so exciting for me. I've always loved what you guys have done, and you know, you guys have been with us so long. We were in our infancy, and I don't know how we kind of meshed back many years ago. But the first time you guys were spotlighted was in 2012. So, you know, this is just really exciting to me. Vincent, let me start with you, man. It's
Sure.
You and Dre, you guys have just – you've got this vision, this sound. And I liked it 6 years ago, and I like it today. Where did mm-hmm. Never Wonder come from in you and in Dre's head? I'll let Dre talk for himself, but in your head, where did Never Wonder come from?
Well, you know, Never Wonder's been for quite some time now, but it's never been better. The vision was there, you know, to have type of a groove rock type of thing with some heavy, strong guitars involved, and obviously having a great vocalist involved. Never have wimp guitars or anything like that, but have like a good kind of groove underneath so it felt good. But, you know, for us, it didn't mean like a Maroon 5 type of guitar, Jamiroquai. It was like a heavy guitar, more in that vein, and then just have great players. At the end of the day, the vision cannot be completed without great players, and having the addition of Jay and his talents on the guitar, and then obviously Bob with the vocals, it makes it, the vision can be manifested itself. But in that itself, it's just a vision. It's what they have brought to the table that have elevated where we are, what you heard, say, 6 years ago, to where we are now. For us, you know, Dre and myself, it is so much better now than it was in the past. And don't get me wrong, we love what we did in the past, but the manifestation of what it is now is it's just doubled and tripled of what we ever even expected. And that's due to the talents of, you know, Jay and Fab, you know, what they've been able to bring to the table.
So you basically, what you're saying is like, you guys basically matured. You've kind of like figured out a little bit more where you wanted to go down, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but the rules of Never Wonder is one rule is just be yourself and try to do your thing. We always try to help each other out by parts and stuff like that, but you got to let the players be great. And if they're great, you know, you just let them be, but all ideas are welcome. But at the same point, you know, each member has a little bit of a vision of what they want to try to create, and they'll bring those ideas to the table. And really, at the end of the day, as long as we love it, we're going to play it. And that's kind of what we've always been about.
All right, Dre, your turn, buddy.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, yeah, like Vince says, I have to reiterate what Vince is saying there, is that Bob and Jay have brought something to the table with us, and Never Wonder, Vince, like you said, what Vince and I are capable of, and then we surround ourselves with these great musicians and singers. Guys are, I feel like we're elevating them, and they're elevating us, and now we're creating this whole new Never Wonder at a different level. Like Vince said, I mean, we loved what we did. We were very proud of what we've done, but you know, now we've taken Never Wonder to a different level, and we're super excited and super proud of it.
All right, now I'm going to jump in And now that everybody's, you know, has a nickname for Fab, it keeps me from blowing your name. Hey, Fab, I'm reading your the bio here. You're a classically trained vocalist, and you're actually from Geneva, Switzerland. Yes. And you've done all kinds of stuff like pop, blues, jazz, all those kind of things. How in the world did you end up with a couple of dudes that look like they're hippies from the 60s? You know?
Oh my God! You know, I think it was, but it was really chance, really. You know, I think first of all, I think we were separated at birth or something. What? I think definitely there's definitely some karmic thing going on here, because I feel like I not only you know, musically it really feels good, and you know, I think we just like you know, we just found each other and it just clicked really well. But I really have to say that I just met. Like I have a brother back in Europe, but I have to say I've inherited three more, you know? So yeah, I really did. I really love these guys and not just as musicians, I respect them as musicians, but I really, really care for them as people. And so I think, what happened is that originally Vance reached out to me. I was on this website, a couple websites online, just kind of try to look for work, really. I was just not looking for an original band at the time. I was doing kind of my own solo project, and I just wanted to get some session work and maybe a cover band that I could just go out and play and make some money on the weekends, on the weeks or whatever. And Vince reached out to me and saw some of my music, listened to it, saw stuff I've done, and he was like, hey, we're looking for a new singer. Would you like to try it out? And I said, well, oh, okay, sure, let's do it. Let's see what happens, you know, kind of like that. And I showed up, and it kind of, and really clicked. It really clicked pretty quickly, I would say. So, it felt really, really very, very natural from the beginning, at least for me.
So let me ask you real quick, then I'll move on to Jay. What was like the very first, mm-hmm. the very first show you guys did together live, Fab? What was that like? Was it nerve-wracking? Was it you felt you were in your element? Or what was going on in your mind? The first live show you did.
The very first one. You know, I think I was excited to because we have been working on it for quite a while. And you know, I think I was just more excited. You know, it's always a little bit nerve-wracking anyways when you go out there and perform in front of people. There's always a bit of that element of nervousness. You can't, you know, of course, that it's always there. But I'd say more excitement than anything else, just because I hadn't played rock in quite some time. I used to play that when I was younger and a teenager up to my early 20s, and then I went into other genres of music. So it was almost like a coming home for me in a way. And also I just wanted to show people what we had worked on, and I think it was a big surprise too for a lot of people that had never heard me sing rock before. I think you know, I was actually excited to go out there and show what me and the boys had work on, you know. So more excitement than anything else, really.
That's too cool. Now, Jay, my man, I was watching your introduction video, and you said they found you on a website for professional musicians. Do tell.
Yeah, there's a particular website out here in Southern California called, I'm not going to name the name of it. I was on it. I submitted my information for about a week later, I was contacted from Vince to come and try out for the band. I said, okay, you know, I listened to them, and I was actually pretty astonished on how good of a band they were. So I said, okay, yeah, that this is something I want. I specifically said on the site that I wanted to find a professional band that was above and beyond the average garage band, regular band out there. And so my first audition for them went really well, and we all clicked pretty well. We all had a pass together. We practiced in the same studios many years ago, and it was a click from the beginning. What I didn't know was that there were several other guitar players that were auditioning in as well, and so it was a battle. I had to really prove myself and really step up my A game, and it was probably a 3 month process, 3.5 month process of whether I was going to get the job or not, and I got it. So there you go.
Well, and that just tells me that Vince and Dre are kind of they're kind of bashers a little bit. They're really looking for the good thing, huh? Yeah, striking it out.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
That's a joke, guys. Okay, that's rhetorical. Okay,
he's actually not telling you the truth. We actually put two guitar players together, the last two. And he fought to the death, and he won, so he's there.
Yeah.
And plus, he's very talented, Rick.
The reason I bring this up, because, you know, you have to, and I think he even used it in your bio, there has to be a synergy. I mean, you know, I've done a lot of things in my life, you know, different veterans things, different things I do professionally in my work. And, you know, you get put into groups and all this thing, and all of a sudden it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel comfortable. And then other times you say, yeah, this seems good. So, Vince, I mean, and I'm assuming you and Dre are kind of like, yeah, this is who we want. We want Fab and we want Jay. What comes up? I mean, what makes you want to say, guys, I feel like we've got cohesion going on here?
That's a really good question. I really, in all these interviews that we've done plenty of them, never been asked that question, so I'm actually excited to answer something like that. Simply put, it is definitely a feel thing. The moment they walk in, the singer or the guitar player more particular, because they're going to walk in with a certain swagger. And they're going to walk in with confidence, because we know they've listened to our website. Anybody worth their salt has gone and perused our YouTube, and there you go. Click, check out our YouTube. You know, you're going to see these drop things come in, and YouTube and Facebook. They're going to know what they're walking into. So Jay walked in with a tremendous amount of confidence, but not cockiness. He just was sure of himself and knew that he could play the stuff, and that's number one. Then the gear is number two, and it's pedal board and all that stuff. And I know this is going to get a little techy stuff.
No, it's
but
cool.
All this stuff matters. There's not a big hiss. I mean, there's not a big, oh, my God, my cord's not working and all this. And you know, you can instantly walk somebody out the room at that moment, because if they can't walk into the first audition without professional situation ready to go, that tells you who they are without them saying a word. And Jay walked in with a great pedal board, great gear, you know, obviously great, you know, guitars. I don't want to build his guitar up. It's a Paul Reed Smith, and anybody listening from Paul Reed Smith, you need to check this guy out. He definitely needs an endorsement. Sorry, Jay, I'll do that one for you, bro, but he needs an endorsement. You all need to take a listen. But back to the message at hand.
Thank you, man. I'll pay you later for that.
No problem. But the reality is there's a synergy, and actually, Jay was in the band before Fab. So what Fab ended up walking into is, yes, she saw the history of Never Wonder, but Jay took what Never Wonder was and then elevated us enough so that we could obviously attract a great vocalist like Fab. Without Jay, let's just say we had another guitar player that we picked. Maybe it was a guitar player, and Jay knows. We auditioned plenty of people during that process. But with Jay there, in that synergy with Dre and I, trust us, me and Dre understand what we do. And we're very confident about it. But when you add the integrity and the genuine artness, I mean, the artfulness of Jay to what we do already, and then what Fab hears when she walked in, she doesn't know the history. All she hears is the first two songs of what these guys are playing. And she's only visualizing what the moment is. And that's the credit to Jay, because he worked his ass off to get where we were. Jay, we're thinking, what, about a month and a half, 2 months when Fab walked in the room, maybe something like that?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
About, so, you know, and we busted out like 10 songs and some covers, and Bob must have been like, oh, these guys have been working forever. And then reality is that Jay, Dre, and me had only worked about 2 months.
I really felt like, I mean, when I walked in, I thought that they had played, you know, they've been together for quite a while. I didn't know that Jay had gotten there just a few months prior. It really didn't feel that way for me at all. It felt like I was just walking into a band that was just looking for a vocalist. You know,
yeah,
I didn't know that they. But yeah, I didn't know at all. It felt very like they were already, you know, had been playing for quite a while together. They were very tight already.
So then, to just to finish up with your question, I apologize for talking a little bit here. But then when Fab walked in, it's the exact same thing, but a little bit different. You have to walk in with confidence. You have to walk in with a certain look. You have to walk in with like, I can do this. And ultimately, you have to be prepared for the audition. So for anybody who's auditioning, don't walk in and say, I'm going to wing it. Because if you're going to wing it, if a band's worth their salt, they're going to say, you're insulting me. You know, if you're going to wing it with what we're trying to achieve. So Jay came in and knocked it out. Bob did the same thing. All these things work towards our decision-making for Dre and myself. Because when we go away, when everybody goes away, we have to sit and talk about it. Just like what Jay, Dre, and me talked about. Bob, Dre, and I talked about Jay. And we knew that this guy was going to be absolutely wonderful for the process of moving forward, because he could understand and help everybody along. Because Jay, what most people don't know, he's an incredible guitar player. He's a teacher. He understands theory and all this stuff, and it elevates the game of who Never Wonder is. And that obviously means all the band members. So we knew that moving forward that was a great asset for us to elevate the game of Never Wonder. And those are the type of things that we look for. But at the end of the day, we just like him because he's fucking funny.
You know, I love.
Can I have some?
Here's what I love.
He drives the cool truck. Actually,
that's right. He drives a really cool truck.
What do you drive?
Yeah, not as nice as your truck.
I drive a Dodge Ram. So what can I say? But anyway, you know, I love what you said. In all seriousness, I love what you said because in any profession, there's confidence and then there's arrogance.
Yes, if
you're really good at what you do, you don't have to say, look at me. You just have this attitude.
If you look at a veteran,
they walk proud because they're not arrogant. They just know they're confident of what they've accomplished and what they've done and what they can do. So the same thing applies, you know, with any profession. So, yeah, I love the fact, and I even wrote it down. I put bullet points, even though I told you guys I wasn't going to do that. I wrote down bullet points. Confidence, swagger, arrogance. And there's a whole big difference between all of those.
Yeah, it truly is. It truly is.
All right, now, Fob, let's get back to you.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Sure. I mean, hey, you're the best looking out of the whole bunch. I'll just throw that out there. But
easy. You know.
Wait a second. I don't know about that.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I don't know if the ladies would agree with me. You agree with you there, but yeah.
Wait a minute. Look, when we dress Dre up in a tutu, that is tight.
He's hot. I have no hair on my head. Dude, I just got a visual of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, you have Jay with the leotard. You have not seen Jay when he's all decked out, man. That's something. That is something.
Oh, my goodness.
Bob, you're not supposed to talk about that, Bob. Okay?
I'm going to stop there. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't. There you go. It's between us, Jay. Don't worry.
And nobody heard. Nobody heard us. It's off the record kind of thing.
Nobody heard anybody, right? Nobody's online anyway. Nobody's listening.
Only 183.
That's all right. About a
million people. That's okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a few. Let me get back to you, Fob. You know, the thing about it is you had a solo career, and you did, you know, like pop.
Yeah,
but here's where, you know, I'm kind of a big fan of, you know, I grew up with in Missouri with bluegrass, but also grew up with blues because, you know, St. Louis, Missouri was big bluesy.
Then you have jazz.
So you have this, you know, I'm not a professional artist like you guys are, but when I listen to music, I'm in a particular mood when I listen to jazz. I'm in a particular mood when I listen to blues. I'm in a particular mood when I listen to rock, pop, whatever the case may be. That is your background. As a solo artist, you were into pop, blues, and jazz. And then all of a sudden they throw you in, like we talked about, into rock, and you said you hadn't done that. How do you bring that discipline? Because there's a whole different discipline to rock than there is to blues or jazz, at least in my non-professional opinion, when you're out there. How do you take those influences, everything you know as a solo artist from blues and jazz, and apply that now to kind of a rock, an alternative rock?
You know what? That's a great question, but to be honest with you, I'm not okay. I just think that, you know, it's like anything else you do, you know, when you do music or when you create anything, when you study something for a while, you know, it all kind of becomes part of you, you know. Regardless of if you're going to play it that way 100% or not, I've just kind of, you know, I was lucky enough that I was able to grow up around some really great music. My father plays trumpet at home. He was listening to a lot of jazz. That's where I got that from. And then my mom was into black music, rhythm and blues and Elvis and, you know, the Supremes, Stevie Wonder, all that. And then I got that from her. And then I was always a big rock and roller from day one. I've always loved rock. And even new wave and stuff. And I guess from Europe, you know, I have other types also of music that I was involved in and like listen to, like French music or gypsy music or French pop or German, you know, electronic, whatever. I think it's just kind of you take it all in, you know, in some way. And I think it just happens really organically. I don't think that when I'm out there playing or singing a rock song necessarily, I don't think anything particular. I think I just kind of channel whatever feels right at that moment. And that's probably what comes out of me. You know what I mean? I don't have a great explanation, you know, for you to give you. I think it just kind of all comes through whatever I I've gathered all these years, I think it just kind of all has become what I do now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well,
I think it was an organic process, and I just bring all that stuff with me regardless, you know, if I think about it or not. I think it just happens organically that I end up singing it this way or writing this way, or, you know.
So you're
that's the best way I can describe it.
So you're classically trained. So, I mean, and I'm just trying to let everybody understand.
Yeah.
You're classically trained. Believe me, I mean, this is way beyond my my pay grade. Okay, I'll give you that. But I'm thinking if you're classically trained, you know, you know,
yeah,
what notes to hit, you know, your octaves and all that stuff, right? Now you throw that into a rock band.
Right.
Rock band kind of gets like, just let your hair down and just let it go. And versus...
Well...
Go ahead.
Not really. Not when. Yes and no. Yes and no. But as a vocalist, I mean, if you really want to get into technique, there's actually a whole lot of stuff going on when you sing as a singer. So do I let it all, you know, do I enjoy myself up there and let it all rip, like you said? Absolutely. However, I have to know how to get there, you know, to reach those notes and how to sing in a certain way. So that's where the technique comes in. So that I, you know, I can do that night after night after night, you know, because belting in, you know, in a rock band is not the same thing as singing a pop song or
yeah, right,
jazz or soft, smooth jazz band. You know, it's very different. You attack the note differently. You project very differently. So that's where all my technique, I guess, comes in. And so I'm able to do that without hurting myself, basically. And I know how to do that because of my training as a classic, you know, vocalist. It's kind of like ballet and, you know, for dancers. It gives you a good base. And then from there, you kind of branch out to other types of dancing. So it's kind of similar to that. That's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, ballet to John Travolta doing Saturday Night Live. Okay, I kind of get it. Okay, I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Let me ask you.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Jay, let me ask you. Yeah, you know, Vince was just hitting on the fact that you are an accomplished music teacher, but you're also a producer. Tell us that side of your life.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, you know, I did the club scene at probably at the same time that Dre and Vince were out there doing it at the same time. And I took a step back after that scene was kind of dried up a little bit, and went back to school, studied with a gentleman named Ron Eshte, who is a world-renowned jazz melodic player. Sponsored by Cal State Fullerton College. And I decided to step up and become a better player, like Vince said, understanding of the theory behind of what I do, the thought processes behind music application and production. So that led me to various, I wound up being a music director at three different institutions, also working as a improvisational teacher at one of the largest art schools in Southern California.
How cool.
So I came a long way. And so today, yes, I am teaching. I teach full time again. At a very popular it's a popular music store. And it's my life. That's what I do. I take what I do and I apply it to Never Wonder. I apply it to my daily studies as well. So it's pretty awesome because I'm kind of going back to my roots being in Never Wonder to the whole rock thing. But at the same time, I play with people who do jazz standards and production as well.
How cool is that? I just absolutely, the reason I say that when I say cool, I work a full-time job. You know, I mean, the radio to me is, I love doing this. This is kind of my relief valve, if you will, the radio station. But, you know, I work, and I think I'm pretty damn good at what I do, to be honest with you. But, and that's not being arrogant, I'm telling you, I've been doing it for 20 years. I'm pretty good at it. I've figured it out, if you will, right? So, but I love the fact that you can do what you do, but also you go back to your roots, and your roots is you're a musician. You love sharing your talents with other people. And I think that's phenomenal. Yeah. I absolutely love that. I love that. Dre, Dre, let's talk to you, my man. We're going to wrap it up with Vincent at the end. But Dre, now you're the drummer. You're the better looking of the two. Mm-hmm. So how did you get it? How did you
Whoa.
Get it?
Oh,
wow. It's just that kind of game, huh?
Well, I keep thinking about the tutu. I keep thinking about the tutu. I keep thinking about the tutu.
Yes, Jerry, we
have a story for that, too. Just on time.
It's a love story.
Hold on, back up.
wait, let's back up to what he said. He says he's better looking at the two. Did I get that? I think broke up or something.
You want him to say it again? Go ahead, Jim.
No, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear it.
Hey, Dre, you're the better looking of the two. Okay, so here's the. But you know, you're this percussionist. You're this drummer. How did Vince go down the bass guitar, and you decided to become percussionist?
Okay, now this is going to be like therapy now. Because that's a whole, like, you might have to have another spotlight on this kind of a thing. No. But to be honest with you, when I was a kid, I actually wanted to play guitar. And I remember I used to go to the pay the gas bill with our mom, Vincent, my mom's mom, and we'd walk by the pawn shop. And to be honest with you, now I don't know if it was a bass or a guitar, but I wanted to play guitar. And I was like, Mom. And my mom would be like, oh, yeah, for sure. But my mom was an instrumental part in me playing drums, you know. So bottom line is, I took to the drums. I was one of those kids that used to set up all the Tupperware and all the, you know, the whole shebang in the garage and everything. And then mm-hmm. my mom saw that talent and knew that I had something. You know, at 4 or 5 years old, I was already starting to do all that. And
too cool.
I remember a friend of ours playing drums, and his parents told him, you got to play, you either have to play guitar or drum. You can't have both, you know. And that nowadays, like, really, these kids have everything.
Right,
but then it was a little bit different. And, you know, he was like, my mom wants, she says either or. And I'm like, well, bring the drums to my house. And my mom's like, yeah, let's bring them over. We'll pay you X amount of money for X amount of time. And that's kind of how it started, to be honest with you. That's where I took it from there. And if that's what was your question, but. And then with Vince, and I'll let Vincent speak for himself on that, but, you know, I know Vincent is very highly influenced, and we were both. We grew up on a lot of disco, funk, and rock, of course, but those three genres right there, we really love, you know, and classic rock and all that stuff. So that's really what made it happen for us, you know, for me anyhow. But.
That is too cool because, I mean, a lot of people, in my opinion, just my humble opinion, like I said, I'm 56 years old. I think disco was very influential. You know, they went through, you know, what we're politically going through right now. Disco all of a sudden, oh, it sucks, and everybody's burning it down. I'm telling you, you had the Bee Gees and stuff like that. That was pretty cool stuff, in my opinion. Just saying. That's a whole difference. That's a whole different story.
Yeah, no, all that stuff. I mean, a lot of it's funny because, you know, when we were kids, it was like, you know, when I was listening to a lot of rock bands and stuff, you were ashamed or you were embarrassed.
Yes.
Oh, I like that too, you know, and it actually, for me, it made me a better player, you know. I felt the groove better, you know, and all that. So I wasn't just, you know, I love John Bonham, but I also like other players that have just a little more funkiness to it, you know. So it helped me a lot in what I do now.
All right, Vince, we're going to leave it with you, man. What's on the, what's in the future of Never Wonder?
Go ahead.
No, I know you guys got your brand new EP out, but you guys got a brand new album coming out
right
next year, right?
So, yeah, exactly. But I do want to honor Jay. Can you tell me about your son and where he's stationed and stuff like that? This is American Veterans Radio. Could you let us know about that, Jay?
Yeah. Hey, first of all, thank you for allowing us to be on here. It's an awesome experience. Yeah, so my son is part of the armed forces. He was in the Army for 2 years. He actually, they wanted to get him to be a higher rank, so he's away on the GI Bill.
Good.
Right now, and he's getting his degree in mathematics and engineering.
Absolutely.
And
cool.
He's an ROTC, the ROTC as well. He'll be in this next year, he'll be going back into the armed forces as a second lieutenant. So I'm very proud of him and what he has accomplished. He wants to make the military his career. Who knows what's going to happen to him, but I'm very proud of him, and I'm very proud of the our U.S. our forces, and you know, I have a whole different perspective on it since he's been in the military.
So vote President Wise in 2040. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Thank you,
Jay. Let me tell you real quick. I'm sorry, Vincent. Let me Jay real quick. Let your son know.
Go.
Jay, let your son know. Thank you so much for wearing the cloth. I call it the cloth of our nation. I mean, I've wore it. My son's wore it. My dad wore it. My brother wore it. I know how much you give up, but I also know how much pride even, you know, it's been 35 years since I wore that uniform. It taught me lessons.
Yes.
You know, so you let it. Please let him know. We love him here on American Advantage Radio, and anytime he wants to call in, give me an email. My God, I'll be the first one to give him a shout out around the world. Just tell him thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Vincent, go ahead.
Yeah. So not a problem. I can't follow up on that, but I can tell you about Never Wonder, what we've been up to and what we're going to be doing. Obviously, you know, we're extremely proud of everything that has been going on here in the last, you know, about 2 months. And so let me just kind of just knock a couple things out. But that are things that are really important. Our social media, we need everybody to come, you know, to Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, like us, check it out, check back. Our website is a major anchor for what we're all about, and that's neverwonder.com. You got to come check it out.